Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 25th, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter April 25th, 2021. Dr. Kurt Fleischer, the leader of the liberals in the Berlin Jewish Community Assembly, argued in 1929 that anti-Semitism is the scourge that God has sent us, in order to lead us, together and weld us, together. Source, Donald L. Nuke, The Jews in Mao Germany. Passover from the point of view of modern realities, Part 11. Question: how can a secular person adhere to the right path? Answer: how can a secular person stay on this path? It is impossible. He must understand what he is doing, where he should come to what state. He must see which forces are guiding him. Usually, a secular person is like a small child. He runs to where he is pulled to what kind of games. This requires serious educators who know what to do, who can go out to people and explain to them what really to do, and who can lead people. This is a huge mission and a huge effort. It is very unrewarding. We know what happened to Moses as he began to lead these people. In the end, he led the people to the land of Israel, and he died on Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab that is facing Jericho. This is, in general, the fate of real teachers. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 12, 2019. My new article on LinkedIn: who's a leader? In today's narcissistic era, everyone thinks they are the best and smartest. Recent election campaigns in several Western countries have highlighted the issue of leadership, or, more specifically, who is fit to lead. While many people want to reach the top of the pyramid, few are willing to take responsibility that comes with it. And even before we discuss responsibility, we must define what it means to be a leader, especially if we expect that leader to take us to a better tomorrow. As just said, the key trait of a leader must be the willingness to take responsibility. At every level, in every place and in every society, someone must be in charge, take the lead, but with others' support. Without meeting these requirements, society cannot survive. However, successful leaders cannot be people whose ego drives them to power. Instead, it must be someone who can understand the needs, goals, and requirements of the specific society that one aspires to lead. While many people want to reach the top of the pyramid, few are willing to take responsibility that comes with it. And even before we discuss responsibility, we must define what it means to be a leader, especially if we expect that leader to take us to a better tomorrow. The necessity to have someone in charge is rooted deep in nature. One force governs all the systems of reality. This force divides into countless elements that are grouped together and form units. And in each unit, from the smallest to the largest, there is a leader, something or someone who is in charge. That is, someone needs to take responsibility, to lead, to see that the organism, or the team, the company, or country is heading in the right direction. People's drive to dominate others is natural and obvious. However, true responsibility stems not from wanting to dominate over others and patronize them, but from feeling others' pains and wanting to improve their situation, to genuinely help them. Being responsible individuals requires learning. Our inherent nature is inconsiderate and exploitative. Caring for others and taking responsibility for their well-being, not in order to benefit ourselves, but truly for the sake of others, takes learning. To achieve this, we must first come to know the desirable connection that we need to establish in the particular system that we want to lead. If we look at nature, we will see that all the elements, still, vegetative, and animate, are intertwined harmoniously, and together create the fabric of existence. If we can establish similar relationships among us, too, where each element supports the thriving of all the other elements in society, we will transform the society for the better. In such a society, people's responsibility is to show others that they care about human connections, that others matter to them, and that they are trying to advance everyone toward an even more connected state. Clearly, there will be problems along the way. Building warmth and mutual responsibility among inherently self-centered beings is no small feat. But if we make an honest attempt to build it, we will discover the one force that governs all of nature, since that force is a force of giving, creating, projecting, and when we try to become like it, we begin to resonate with it and therefore feel it. The world is connected. We are, as Marshall McLuhan referred to it, a global village. We are dependent on each other, influence each other, and it is only going to become more so in the future. Therefore, those who understand it and take upon themselves to promote consideration and mutual responsibility among everyone will be regarded as responsible individuals. In the future, they will be society's leaders. When society adopts this attitude, we will begin to rise above our narrow-minded and self-centered perception and become similar to the one force that has created everything. This is really our goal, to develop the same qualities as the force that has created and governs creation. When we develop them, we will become like it, there will be no limit to our wisdom and power, and we will become the true leaders of the world. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how can I learn to give without expecting anything in return? Giving to someone and helping them without expecting anything in return is indeed incredibly difficult, and even impossible. While doing whatever deed of giving or helping that you are doing, if you think that by doing so you insert a positive force into the world, then your self-esteem, the greatness of your action, will increase. The key is to think that you want to make the world a better place by bringing more kindness to the world. If, however, you think that you will gain something in return from your good deed, even something as small as a thank you or a smile that gratefully acknowledges your altruism, then you are doing business at the same time. In other words, you end up feeling good from the returns you gained. Once again, the key to learning how to give without expecting anything in return is to exercise the thought of how kindness needs to enter the world through your thoughts and deeds, that is, that you want the world to become a better place. We would be wise to organize ourselves so that we think more about how to do good deeds to others, and how to bring a positive and kind energy to the world. By nature, we are egoists who always seek self-aimed benefit for our actions. So we should seek how to give pleasure to our egos by doing good for the world. It is positive to respect yourself for giving to the world. However, in a society full of values that prioritize self-benefit over benefiting others, we need a supportive environment to calibrate ourselves so that we can indeed respect ourselves in our giving to the world. If we succeed in making ourselves more and more giving in such a way, then the world will change for the better. We will suddenly start seeing a lot of good in the world, replacing the negativity, hatred and divisiveness that we see increasing today. It all depends on how we look at the world. If we adjust our intention to be as a positive giving force in the world, then the more we change to become more giving and considerate of others, the more the world will also change for the better. Based on news with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, on February 18, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The Earth, resonator of our thoughts. Comment: our planet Earth is a very complex system that has its own kind of consciousness. It reacts to our thoughts and actions. My response: all of them, by the way. The inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels of nature also react to us, and to our thoughts. We just do not feel it. Question: the Earth is a very complicated, complex system connected to the entire cosmos, right down to man. Maybe we can use this example to show all these complex interactions? Answer: in my view, the Earth is a huge antenna, a resonating ball, that perceives our qualities, changes, and influences that resonate into open space. By this, we have a huge impact on the whole world, on the whole universe, because our activities are on a level higher than nature. We do not feel the direct effects of our thoughts and desires, but it seems to me that they are incredibly big, powerful, and unfortunately, destructive. From CAB TV's meetings with Kabbalah, March 22, 2019. Understand your essence. Question: what is a person, according to Kabbalah? What is his essence? Answer: the nature of our world is divided into inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels. According to our current state, we belong to the animate level, because like any animal, we are engaged in the maintenance of our body, our earthly life. Except animals serve themselves with the help of instincts within the framework that commands them and pushes them to ensure their existence, and we are commanded not only by personal instincts, but mainly by those that are determined by society, the environment. In principle, animals also have a family, a camp, leaders. But still, it is based on a clearly natural, instinctive control that comes from within. Their hierarchy and struggle are realized directly and simply, while in humans it is very difficult. We do not understand by what algorithm we should act in connection with each other and in connection with the surrounding society. We are not aware of how society commands us, and determines our development, our values, and how it guides us. In this, man is simply confused and unhappy compared to animals. They know exactly what they want. They are in clear preservation of their offspring and their environment as far as ecology allows them. But a human is not. It is constantly aimed at self-destruction. After all, what is given to us by nature is not directed to our earthly development. We should not develop only in the plane of serving our body, pushing unnecessary pleasures, food, sex, wealth, and so on into ourselves. We see that, in fact, it does not bring any happiness or fulfillment, no real profit, but only darkens our lives. We are misdirecting all our actions. If we could correctly use our social desires, fame, power, wealth, knowledge, to direct us, to attain a higher level, to the state of human, then we would really reach the level of human. From CAB TV's Close Up, August 19, 2009. Let there be a firmament. Comment: the commandment "Thou shall have no other gods before me" corresponds to the act of creation, and God said, "Let there be a firmament." My response: let there be a firmament means that there should be a clear division between those who take you away from the Creator and those who help you. You must determine who is helping and who is not, and even turn your enemies seemingly into helpers in this movement toward Him. As a result, the firmament should become the border through which you constantly reallocate everything that you have in this world to Him, everything that is in you and in others. You attribute everything to Him. Question: and later, will the firmament be no longer needed? Answer: yes. It descends to the level of our earth and everything becomes one single heaven. From the point of view of Kabbalah, this is Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, the ascent of Malkut to Bina and their connection with each other. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 10.